Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host for the Voices of Courage show. I'd like to welcome you to the show today. You know, this is a show where we inspire you to step into your highest potential by awakening the courage within. Today, we dive into one of the most transformative conversations of our time: the hidden emotional energies that shape our lives, our health, and even our destiny. My guest today is Dr. Bradley Nelson, a world-renowned holistic physician and best-selling author of The Emotion Code, The Body Code, and now his groundbreaking new book, The Heart Code. Today, we're going to go beyond talk therapy, beyond mindset, beyond behavioral change. We're exploring the actual energetic architecture of the heart and what truly happens when we release the emotions stored within it. If you're feeling stuck in some way or blocked or overwhelmed, unable to fully receive or give love, this conversation could open a door within you that has been closed truly far too long. You know, trapped emotions, man, they are hidden saboteurs. They're saboteurs of our relationship, our health, decision-making, spiritual well-being, and making money. Some of you are hearing me loud and clear. If you're feeling blocked, this is the conversation. It's going to really open it up for you today. You know, the science and energies about the heart wall, how emotional memories can become literal energetic barriers around the heart that limit our ability to connect, to love, to forgive, to trust. This is a conversation that is going to help you to really reframe how you think about your heart, how you think about emotions, how you think about what's going on in your life. Any of you have some start-stop patterns out there? You start with a great relationship and then it falls apart. You start having health and feeling really great, then it falls apart. You start making money and you're feeling real good. Money starts flowing in and then it stops. Well, all of this is the cause of blocked emotion, and blocked emotion in your heart shows up symptoms, okay? There's symptoms of lack and limitation, symptoms of some of you are yet upset easy, you're angry, you're stressed. A lot of this is caused from this emotional baggage that you continue to clear. So Dr. Bradley Nelson has a simple but profound method for identifying, releasing, and dissolving emotional imprints that no longer serve you. This is a conversation you're going to want to listen to. You're probably going to want to replay this. And most likely, if you are in service, like I know I am, I'm going to want to share it with people that I love and care about. So if you're watching us on YouTube today, please give us a like. And also, you, for those of you that are not on YouTube, which is most of my audience, if you want to share this with some of your family and friends, you can go to YouTube. Go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork, and you can share that. You can subscribe and share that to people that you love and care about. So this is a conversation we're going to have about real world transformations, right? This isn't some airy-fairy stuff that Dr. Bradley Nelson's made up. This is through science. It's science-backed. He's an MD. He's got a scientific method around this, which to me is what we all need. We need more science in our lives. But this for you is how you change. This is how you transform. This is how you take your emotional baggage and turn it into more clarity, more focus, restored love in your life, a really sense of love, and improved health. So if this is exciting to you, I hope you're saying it is, then I'm going to ask you to step into the ultimate courage, and that is to really let go of what you're doing right now. Get really present here. Get focused just for a few minutes and listen to every word that we say about the new book that's out, The Heart Code with Dr. Bradley Nelson. All right, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, we're going to have the doctor himself right here. So we will be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Dr. Bradley Nelson is with me today. Dr. Brad, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Ken. It's great to see you again. Great to be here.
You know, it's an important conversation we're having today, and you and I have had several conversations on the other books that you've written out there, The Emotion Code and The Body Code, and this one, I think, really seals the deal. It kind of gives everybody that next level of real understanding of how to really not only manifest, let's say, wealth in their life, but really how to clear all this emotional baggage. It's really stopping people, hurting people, they're suffering. So I'm excited to have that conversation with you. Before I do, though, I got to give you a formal introduction. There are new people that are watching our show all the time, and some of you don't know Dr. Brad Nelson. He's one of the world's foremost experts in holistic healing and energetic wellness. He's a best-selling author and pioneer of the emotional code and the body code. Dr. Nelson has helped millions understand how to transform unresolved emotional energy and how it shapes physical health, relationships, and overall well-being. His groundbreaking methods have been featured around the globe and are used by practitioners in more than 80 countries. His newest book we're talking about today, The Heart Code, expands his life's mission by revealing how the heart's energetic intelligence holds the key to deeper healing, intuition, personal transformation. All right, the emotion code. Let's just dive right in. What is it? What is the heart code? What is it? And how did you come across it? Let's start there.
Well, when I was in practice, and I'm not actually an MD. I do refer to myself as a holistic physician. My license was actually as a doctor of chiropractic. And so when I first started out working with patients, I had great results, just realigning people's spines primarily, all kinds of things improved, physical problems, et cetera. As time went on, and as I was, you know, really more and more interested and eventually kind of obsessed with getting to the underlying causes of my patients' problems, I began to realize that all my patients had something in common. No matter how young or old they were, whether they were male or female, whatever they were suffering from didn't seem to matter. They all had something that I came to call their emotional baggage. In other words, there was an emotional component to the problems that these people were having, whether they were dealing with migraine headaches or neck pain or back pain or tennis elbow or knee pain or hip pain, whether they were dealing with infertility or asthma, or a digestive disorder, or if they were dealing with something mental or emotional like depression or anxiety or phobias or panic attacks or PTSD or some kind of an eating disorder or some kind of self-sabotage. What I found was that all of these people, including all the people that I saw that had been diagnosed with some kind of a disease over the 18 years or so that I was in practice, all of them had in common what I called their emotional baggage. In other words, we now know that emotional stress is a big predictor of disease and of other problems later on in life. But what I was able to figure out with help from up above, because I was asking for help on a continual basis, you know, asking God to help me. And I was studying ancient things and modern things, everything I could get my hands on, because I was so really obsessed with fixing my patients. I wanted to know what was really truly wrong with them. And that's kind of where all of this came from. And so to understand what emotional baggage really is, I mean, you know, we all use that phrase, I think, at some point in our lives, usually to describe someone else, right? So-and-so got a lot of emotional baggage. Well, right? But we all have it. And what I found, though, is it was just absolutely, it completely changed my practice. Absolutely, completely. Because what I found was that when I would release the emotional baggage from somebody, when I would identify those energies trapped in their body and release those, they would improve. Symptoms would improve. Symptoms would often disappear. Physical pain would often disappear immediately. Other things would improve and get well. And so what I found was this was incredibly powerful. And during those years, there were times when I would work on a person and I would come away feeling that there was something that was not accessible to me. There was something missing sometimes. And it bothered me, but I didn't really know what it was. It was just this kind of nagging feeling that there was something that I couldn't find. And we now know what that was. You see, we have two brains, all of us. We have a brain that in our heads, but somewhere over 100 years ago, they actually discovered when they were doing anatomy of the heart and studying the heart, that the heart has an area of gray matter and white matter. It actually has, they've counted these. They say there are about 40,000 nerve cells in the heart. And, you know, they didn't pay too much attention to it. It wasn't until 1991 that a study was published that actually began to really explain what that brain material in our heart actually is. Doctors call it the little brain in the heart. And we now know what that brain is for. That brain holds the memories of the things that we really love and the things we really care about the most. So it is a completely separate brain from the brain that is in our heads. So everyone has two brains. And this is all scientifically proven. I mean, you can look it up. And I remember as a kid, I was very interested in medicine and healing, even when I was very young. And I remember in the 1960s at some point, they did the first heart transplant. And it was Dr. Richard DeBakey, I remember, in South Africa. It was a big deal. Made, you know, worldwide news. Well, what I didn't realize until years later was that when heart transplants began to become more routine, people would often come back to the doctor and report strange things, strange goings-on. They would often report how their food taste or their taste in music or sports had completely changed 180 degrees after their heart transplant. And when they would connect these people with the family of the heart donor, they would inevitably find out things like, well, yes, our son loved baseball and he played it every chance he got and he was on the team. And now his heart's beating in your chest and you say that now you love baseball and go to all the games where before you didn't care about it. So that must have something to do with his heart. Or sometimes people would have memories suddenly of being in places that they never in life had ever visited. And they would find out things like, well, yes, you know, our daughter loved Rome. It was her favorite city in the world. She visited every chance she got. But now you say that you have memories of being in Rome, but you say you never in your life have actually ever visited there. So these must be her memories since her heart is beating in your chest. How bizarre is that? Well, there are whole books written about this, right? It's called cellular memory. And it's a very, very well-documented phenomenon. Well, if you think about the heart, you know, anciently, the ancient societies, ancient cultures and civilizations believed that the heart was the most powerful organ in the body. And of course, we know that it is. It puts out vastly more powerful of an energy field, magnetic field, than any other organ. The heart starts beating before the brain is really even formed. It's the very first thing that really happens when you're growing as an embryo. And the ancients believed, therefore, that the heart was really the seat of the soul and the source of love and creativity and romance and really the core of our being. In fact, I think that those ancient ideas, in fact, every civilization that I've looked at had those ideas, basically, more or less, that the heart was all of those very mystical things. And those ancient ideas come down to us today, mainly on Valentine's Day, where if you're really lucky, Ken, someone gives you a nice heart-shaped box of something really yummy, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, I have a question. I got to take a break, but I have a question. So we have a brain, okay, in our head, and we also have a what we're saying now is a brain in our heart. And are they both processing centers? Is one, I think you mentioned the heart remembers all of our good memories. Does the brain have it up there too? I'm just curious about that. And then, you know, when we carry, let's stop there. I got a lot of questions for you. So I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host for the Voice of Courage show. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Bradley Nelson, and we're talking about his new book, The Heart Code. Let me follow up with a question that I had. So we're talking, you know, the heart itself. Okay, so now we've been established that in our heart, there's actually gray matter, there's white matter, and there's, of course, that in our brain. Is it a processing center? Is it a memory center? What do we have in the heart here, Dr. Brad?
Well, I believe that the ancient peoples were absolutely right, that the heart really is the source of love and creativity. I think it's a mystical thing. I mean, I think when we fall in love, for example, we fall in love with the heart brain, not the brain that's in our heads. When we really feel, we feel with the heart brain. And I think that the ancient peoples came up with these ideas about the heart because they observed the same kinds of things that we observe now. Human nature is no different now than it was then. So, for example, if someone is really hurting you or abusing you, or you're deep in grief, you're going to feel it right here, you know. Mm-hmm. Imagine your mother telling you that she doesn't love you anymore. I mean, imagine how that would hurt. You'd feel that right here. Or, you know, suddenly being asked for a divorce by someone that you're really in love with. So the ancient peoples felt that too. They knew that when things like that happened, you didn't get pain in your knee, you'd feel pain in here, in your heart. But by the same token, I think the ancient peoples noticed the same thing that we notice today. For example, if you're attending some event like America's Got Talent, for example, and here's somebody that comes up on stage that does not look like they've really got a hope, you know, at all, and suddenly this incredible voice is coming out of them, and everyone is blown away, but they're also deeply touched. And if you look around, if you're at an event like that, you'll see that many people have a hand or two over their heart, and they might have a tear in their eye.
Yeah, Susan Boyle comes to mind when you shared that.
Yes.
Yeah, she was one that didn't look like she had a chance. She comes out, she sings, and opens everybody's heart instantly.
Exactly. See? And so that person, she was singing from her heart, and everyone in the audience had a heart that was vibrating, resonating with hers. So the ancients understood these things. Well, what we now know is that when your heart is breaking, when you are being abused or you're deep in grief, the subconscious mind will put up a wall. It will build a wall, an energetic wall, an invisible wall to protect that heart from being broken. And that wall is made of layers of emotional baggage, okay? Layers of your emotional energy. When we experience emotion, sometimes we bury that emotion. We don't want to go there. Sometimes we artificially enhance the emotion, so it's way more powerful than it should have been. And sometimes things happen that are just overwhelming. And in any of those three situations, that emotional energy can become trapped so that it is stuck in the body somewhere. And when you feel like your heart's going to break, the subconscious mind will move those emotional energies and build a wall around the heart.
And I'd like to plus that, because I know there's also people that have negative self-talk going on all the time. And as a result, maybe of trauma or abuse or what have you, but that is putting that wall up. Is it a physical wall, or is it a mental, emotional? Is it part of the pain body? What is that? Do we think that with the heart right now?
Well, you know what it really is it's an extension of your own energy field. I think really it's to the subconscious mind, it's very real. It's as real as any wall that exists in our three-dimensional world. It's just on a different level, different plane of existence, really, a different plane of reality. It's made of energy. We know that these trapped emotions cause physical pain. They cause all kinds of trouble, but they're just energy. And so then the subconscious mind uses those energies to build this wall. And it's amazing what can happen. Let me share a couple of stories with you. This one was from a woman named Nikki. She said, after my heart wall was released, I began to notice a difference in my life right away. The flow of money improved almost immediately. I received unexpected payments from clients, and opportunities seemed to come out of nowhere. For the first time in years, I felt like things were beginning to flow in the right direction. You see, the best ideas that a person will ever have will not come from the brain in their head. It will come from the brain in their heart, right? I believe there's a perfect blueprint that lies within the heart of each one of us for the best life we can possibly live. Here's another really short one. Listen to this. This is from a man named David from the UK. He said, I was stuck for years in a cycle of self-doubt, always feeling like I wasn't good enough or deserving of success. And I know that there are people listening right now that can relate to that. After releasing my heart wall, I found that my confidence improved dramatically. I began taking on more projects at work, and as a result, I've seen an increase in my income that I never thought was possible. See, it's not unusual also when that wall is taken down for people to relate interesting things, that their ability to feel love or joy suddenly is available to them where they couldn't feel it before. Sometimes people relate that when that wall is taken down for the first time in their life, they can feel the love of God, the higher power for them. You know, it's an incredibly profound thing.
There are people that also report, where they actually, hated their spouse. And yeah. When that wall comes down, they fall back in love. Just like that.
Yeah, it can happen really fast. Not only that, but I mean, there's also physical things that change. Listen to this story. It's from a woman named Tiffany in California. She said, I have been blessed with the opportunity to witness a remarkable difference in my grandmother, who is currently housed in an Alzheimer's facility. Before I began working on her, she was a crumpled pile of human flesh who muttered incomprehensible jumbles of unrelated words. Over the course of the past 6 weeks, I have literally observed an unbelievable transformation. She is now sitting upright in her wheelchair and managing to assemble full, occasionally eloquent sentences. She was even able to convey to my grandfather, her husband of 60 years, how much she truly loved him and apologize for her inability to successfully deliver that message to him over the past few years. I mean, think about that. You see, the reality of it is we're waking up to what people like Einstein have been telling us for over 100 years now, that we are beings of pure energy. Einstein said, if you want to understand, he said the medicine of the future will be the medicine of frequencies. That's what this is. See, because every emotion has a different frequency. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And so that's exactly where we are right now. And, one of the really beautiful things about getting rid of the heart wall is that it can be done by anyone. Anyone can learn how to do this and can have success with it. In fact, kids can learn how to do it. It's really that simple.
I love it. And the how to we're going to get to here. I'm going to take a break and then we're going to come back and I'm going to take a little deeper dive into the how to, and also the new book, the heart code, which is, has your answers in it. So, okay, I'll be right back here.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I don't know about you, my audience, but I've totally dropped into my heart listening to these wonderful stories of transformation. And I know Dr. Brad's telling you these stories because he wants you to be able to drop into your heart and be able to. This isn't just for a few. This is for everybody. We can all learn this. And what I wanted to do, Dr. Brad, is put the book up on the screen so people can see. It's called The Heart Code, Dr. Bradley Nelson. For my listening audience, you can get this book over at you better give them the website, Dr. Brad.
Yeah. Well, of course, you can get the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Target and so on. But if you go to our site at drbradleynelson.com, that's drbradleynelson.com. You can order books on there, and you can order as many as you want. And if you order some books for other people as gifts, then You can actually, if you order 10 books, you actually get a free heart code session from one of our practitioners. And you can buy more books than that. And, you know, there are different gifts and bonuses and things that we give you depending on how many books you buy. So that's a great place to go, because you can pre-order the book, or you can order the book anywhere else, really. But the nice thing is that for a little longer, you'll be able to receive some special gifts by ordering it on drbradleynelson.com.
Well, I love that. And, you know, for those of you that really are serious about transforming your life, this is for you. This is, you know, if you're one of the top 10 percenters in really committed to transformation, to really understand how the your energy fields, your heart fields, your body fields all work together, this is a book that will seat in your soul exactly what you need to know to be able to step up, as Dr. Brad was just talking about, into a higher frequency, energy, and vibration. And when we live from that place, what happens is our lives get synchronicity. There's magic, miracle. The things show up in your life differently when you step into this heart code. It's just, there's no doubt about it. And I know he's shaking his head. You know, he's been on this path many years. I have too. And it's really magical what happens. You know, it's not just a story about one or two people. It's everybody's story. And that's what I love about this. So I want to talk to you about, once somebody has really understand the concepts here, Dr. Brad, what's next steps for a lot of people?
Well, you know, you can either, the bottom line is that you want to get rid of this wall. What we find out is that, what we have found out is that about 93% of people have put up a wall like this, and you don't know it. It's a subconscious creation. There are some signs, though. If you tend to have a lot of tension up here in the trapezius muscles, that can be a side effect of a heart wall. If your neck bothers you, you have neck pain, that's another side effect. If you have those things, it doesn't necessarily mean you have a heart wall, but it's pretty common. Pain in the upper back, discomfort in the chest. Now, if you have chest discomfort, you may want to go see a doctor. But also be aware that that is a side effect of having a heart wall. If you're battling with depression or anxiety, very common to have a heart wall. It's an amazing thing. You know, we see just the most amazing things happen. Children, for example, who are autistic seem to always, 100% of the time, have a heart wall. And when we clear that heart wall, those kids that will not make eye contact, and that's one of the signs of autism, that's very often the very first thing that they'll do. As soon as that wall is removed, they make eye contact, which is really interesting. There are other things as well. For example, here's a woman named Michelle. Listen to this. She said, I've only done the emotion code on myself, which you can do it on yourself without a problem, but it has made such a huge difference in my life already. I know I have to be able to do this for others. She said, I had an obsession with food and developed a binge eating problem. It is gone immediately. No fighting in my mind about wanting more food. No worrying about if I can eat more without people noticing. It's nothing short of amazing. I'm not as tired. I feel lighter emotionally and mentally. I'm sleeping better. I'm excited about life again. That was from Michelle in Ohio. so it's not
Let me ask you this other question. Because it, you know, this all leads to when we let go of these emotional blocks, when we let go of this negative self-talk, when we allow ourselves to be more in coherence with God, with the universe, with life, with our family, with our friends, more coherence, there's a sense of balance in us. Does the heart code lead to greater intelligence?
Well, I believe that it does, because the most important intelligence that we all have is the intelligence that lies within the heart. You know, when scientists studied the communications between the brain and the heart, they were expecting, fully expecting, to see the vast majority of those communications going from the brain to the heart. And what they saw was exactly the opposite. The vast bulk of those communications are going from the heart to the brain. They've done studies and they have found that the brain actually has the ability to know things, to be aware of things before they actually happen. Very interesting. There's far more going on with the heart than any of us realize. And I think that's because the heart really is everything the ancients believed it to be. I mean, if you look at a modern biology book in the West, it won't say anything about the heart being the seat of love and romance and the core of our being and the source of our creativity and so on. But nevertheless, that's what the ancients believed. And that is absolutely true, I think. That's exactly right. And so, in fact, let me share a story with you from a young man named Tian from Taipei in Taiwan. He said, it was 2 years ago in Taiwan when I encountered this amazing healing method, the emotion code. I've suffered from serious sad feelings for almost 10 years, and nothing could help me stop the negative thinking and emotions in my head. And I couldn't sleep every night. It almost broke me down. I tried to kill myself twice. It didn't succeed. In fact, his last attempt was he tried to throw himself in front of a train. I used to I mean, you have to be pretty depressed to do that. I used to think that my life sucked and was meaningless and only had suffering. I tried many healing methods like Reiki and EFT and so on, but the effect was limited. Then I found the emotion code and started to use it 2 years ago. Since then, the negative emotions and thinking that had been stuck in my head are now 90% gone. It's not just suddenly resolved, but my sadness and insomnia were more like a process to find myself, love myself, and finally heal myself. Now I'm totally free from sadness and a heart wall. I'm so grateful for being happy again and feel that life is good. I can't thank you enough for the emotion code and everything. Now I'm full of joy and happiness inside. And we actually met this young man. He flew all the way here for an event that we did. And then we met up with him again in Taiwan. I want to help people who maybe have the same problems that I did. I realize that every suffering from my past is all meaningful and precious.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and I just love the work you're doing in the world. There is so many people out there. I know my audience, please listen to this. There's so many of you suffering right now in different areas of your life. You don't need to do that. You know, the pain is a warning sign. Suffering is a warning sign that something is off. Okay. You know, your health, ill health is a warning sign. Something's off, right? And what I've found over the years doing these shows is that if you set your intention, you get clear, you know, you become courageous and then you become, you know, hungry, okay, to heal whatever's going on. Dr. Bradley's book, The Heart Code, will help you in that path and help you to heal what you need to heal. I've seen it happen time and time again. And I want you to know that this isn't something for somebody else. It's for everyone. So my listening audience, you can get the book. It's called The Heart Code. You can get it at drbradleynelson.com, drbradleynelson.com. I highly recommend this book. This is something that I know is not, not something that... I'm going to rephrase that. This is a book that'll help you. I just put it that way, and I hope you go get it. Dr. Brad, the Heart Code Method. I want to know what is the Heart Code Method, and I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come right back, and let's give our audience that. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. I'm speaking with Dr. Brad Nelson, and he's Bradley Nelson. You want to look at drbradleynelson.com. That's where the book is. We're talking about the heart code. We're talking about, I think, one of the most important conversations that I've had this year on this show, because this is exactly what people have been waiting for. And I want to say this, okay? This book's coming out. It's just being released in December. December is a very, the veil seems to be thinner. This is the time to really manifest your dreams. It's not the new year. You start to really get in and release now and do what you need to do, because it's a high frequency, high energy field that we're all in right this second, right? So this is the time to do this. It's not waiting till the new year. It's the time to get the book, start working on it now. So when you hit the new year, man, you're clear. Imagine if you were really clear with your emotions. Like, you really don't have any anger left. You don't have any resentments or guilt or shame or remorse or any of the emotions that really put a block up to your success, to your manifestation of wealth, of happiness, of joy, of unlimited miracles, magic, and synchronicity showing up in your life, right? That's what we're talking about here. Dr. Brown, okay, the method. What's the heart code method?
Well, the heart code method really it's just a subset of the emotion code method. In the emotion code book, which came out in July of 2007, we have one chapter in this book about the heart wall. And my wife and I knew that when we published the emotion code, that eventually we were going to want to write another book and publish another book specifically about this heart wall phenomenon, because it is so incredibly powerful. So the emotion code and the heart code, again, is it's a very, very simple method of tuning into the subconscious mind, asking questions, and getting answers. The heart code and the emotion code use a chart that looks like this, of 60 emotions divided up into two columns and six rows. And I can hold that a little bit closer. You can find these online, and of course they're also in the books. And you'll notice that the chart is divided up into two columns and six rows. And so what we do is we simply ask questions of the subconscious mind, and we get answers. We teach you in all of these books, the heart code, emotion code, and body code, how to do this on other people, and also how to do this on yourself. And so it's actually a very simple thing. The subconscious mind within us, you can think of as being kind of like a Google, or like a chat GPT, an AI, although it's not artificial, it's the real thing. But when you ask questions, when you pose questions to the subconscious mind, it will give you answers. How do you receive those answers? Well, what happens is there's a shift that takes place in the body, and the body will be slightly weaker if an answer that's coming back from the subconscious mind is no. So, for example, when I'm working on someone else, what we teach, for example, if I were there with you, Ken, if you were to hold one arm out parallel to the floor, and if you were to make a true statement like, my name is Ken, or maybe you have a heart wall, if you said, I have a heart wall, if I were to press down on your arm, you'd be strong. At that point, if you were to say something incongruent or untrue, like, were to say, my name is Bob, if I were to press down on your arm at that point, you'd be weak, and there's nothing that you'd be able to do about that. It's a subconscious thing. And so this is how we can access information that is in the subconscious mind. And it might sound kind of esoteric, but actually it's very, very simple. It's easy enough that children can do it and are doing it, and having success really all over the world. So basically it's a process of elimination. Let's say that you're working on yourself and you ask, do I have a trapped emotion, or do I have a heart wall? And you get a yes answer. Another way that you can do this is you can actually use what we call the sway test, where you stand up straight, relax, close your eyes, drop your hands down to your sides. And if you make a statement that is true, your body within 3 to 10 seconds will begin to sway forward in response. Like a plant growing towards light coming in from a window. On the other hand, if you make a statement that is incongruent or negative or false, your body will tend to sway backward within 3 to 10 seconds. So you can ask questions that way. And as far as the heart wall goes, if again, 93% of people have a heart wall, so you probably do. But if you were to ask, do I have a heart wall, and your body sways forward, that's a yes. At that point, you could go to the chart and you could ask, okay, is this emotion in column A? There's two columns. If it's not in column A and you get, you know, the body sways backward, for example, you know it's in column B. And then you would ask, is it in one of the odd rows? If that's a no, it's got to be in an even row. And using this process, you can very quickly narrow down the list to just one emotion. And then the question is, do we need to know more about this? If the answer to that is yes, then you divide your life up a little bit and you ask, okay, if you're, let's say you're 60, you could ask, did this occur earlier than 30? And you can identify very quickly when something happened. And a lot of the time, it will be something that you will suddenly remember. And the subconscious mind is guiding you to that energy. And then to release a trapped emotion like this from the heart wall or somewhere else in the body, you can use your hand or a magnet. And if you're working on yourself, you just start at the forehead and go over the top of the head to the back of the neck 3 times. Now, we also teach you how to find inherited trapped emotions, which can also become part of the heart wall. You receive those at conception from mom or dad, and they can go back sometimes for, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 generations, sometimes a little more. And it's also very easy to release those.
Very good. Well, listen, I got to go. I want to put the book on screen one more time, The Heart Code, Dr. Bradley Nelson. Please go and purchase that book. As you know, if you watch the show for any length of time, I don't recommend a lot of books. I'm recommending this book to my audience to go and get that. And by the way, the sway technique took me maybe a week to master it. And I use it for everything, have been using it for years. Do I take this vitamin or not today, tomorrow? My body is always changing. Sometimes it wants it, sometimes it doesn't. Nice. I go to the store, and I love the sway method because I can touch a product and I can ask, is this for my highest and best good? It'll go forward. If not, it might be neutral or go back. Neutral, I'm always a little like, well, okay, maybe I want, do I really, is this really for my highest and best? You know, I always know. We always got know that. Yeah. Body knows, the energy knows, we know. I love the technique. Nobody's taught that on the show. For all these 500 plus episodes, nobody's taught my audience that. And it's just something I use all the time. So get the heart code. Dr. Bradley Nelson, I really enjoyed this conversation. I hope you come back. You know, we got a lot more questions to ask you.
Anytime, just let us know. Thank you so much for having me on, Ken. And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Thank you.
We care.